Well, sir, it's early evening as we join our friends at the small house halfway up in the next block now. And we find them comfortably established in the living room. A controversy seems to be in progress. Listen.
That great big list of fellas?
Oh, stunned, you say. Every doggone year we go through this same old tiresome business. I don't send out Christmas cards for the sheer boyish pleasure of it. I send out Christmas cards because it's a thing I feel obligated to do.
I'll say. Let me look over them names once.
Help yourself. Meanwhile, I'll be thinking up others to add.
Who's A.W. Grank?
A.W. Grank happens to be chief accountant at Plat 9.
Acquainted with him?
I think I may truthfully say I'm acquainted with A.W. Grank. We've corresponded from time to time, and we've had long-distance telephone conversations on numerous occasions.
You've never actually met him, though, huh?
Not in the flesh, no.
What call has he got to receive a Christmas card, then?
Oh, heck, kiddo.
Oh, but tell me.
A.W. Grank has remembered me with holiday greetings ever since 1930.
Who's Greebly H. Snout?
A little old man with pale green feet that lives on the side of the hill.
Uh-huh. I expect he is.
Greebly H. Snout is executive paymaster at Plant 12.
Has he sent you cards every Christmas?
He has.
Who's T.O. Fleiss?
Do you propose to challenge all the names on this list?
I think somebody ought to draw the line somewhere. Every Christmas you go through the same identical performance. Buy bushels and bushels of cards and throw them to the four winds.
You're standing in the light, Sade. Would you mind moving over a trifle? I can't see what I'm writing.
Gonna attack on still more fellas, huh? We could buy a grand piano with the money we'd save if we used our heads about Christmas cards. Who's Tyson L. Greek?
Kiddo, go read the paper or something.
Who's Tyson L. Greek?
Exalted Big Dipper of the Jubilant Juno chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way. It was Tyson L. Greek married the lady trombone player we read about in the Chicago paper. She could whip off a complete trombone solo on one lung full of air. I cut out the clipping and pasted it. Well, nothing recruits your charming circle. How do you do, sir?
What's the discussion?
I suggest you return to the Davenport and to your storybook.
My eyes got kind of tired.
Who's J.I. Stipe?
You really propose to challenge every name on this list?
I want to understand what's what. I try to cut down on expenses. You're going to mail elaborate 15-cent Christmas cards to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that draws the breath of life. I might as well know the worst.
Thought you'd drop a chair, huh, ceiling rat?
Yeah, I thought I would. What's the discussion?
This scene must make a pretty tableau to pedestrians passing along Virginia Avenue. Father and mother and little boy all clustered around the library table. I was getting along all right. I didn't solicit anybody's society.
Who's J.I. Stipe?
J.I. Stipe is a bank robber. He stole $9,000. He languishes in jail.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I love having you people so close to me and all, but I wonder if you'd excuse me a moment while I write down another name.
Write down six.
That list of the fellas God's going to send Christmas cards to?
Mm-mm.
Quite a batch.
Not at all. He's barely started.
Mind if I count them, God?
Go right ahead. Do anything that'll bring you joy.
Who's Alan B. Teagle?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So he gets a 15-cent Christmas card, huh?
So he gets a 15-cent Christmas card.
Two 15-centses make 30 cents. Four 15-centses make 60 cents. 10 15-centses make a dollar and a half.
Sadie, I guess I should have taken care of this little job at the office. Then nobody need to be upset.
57.
Wonderful having your hot breath down my color sheet, Red.
Am I too close?
On the contrary, come closer. Cuddle up.
Oh, shucks.
How many did you say? 57?
Yeah.
What's 57 times 15?
Don't know.
Well, take your pencil and multiply.
May I use yours, Gus?
It is already in use. I'm writing down the name of W.Y. Slatch.
There's one on the floor underneath the chair, Willie.
Okay.
Who's W.Y. Slatch?
The fella that hit Billy Patterson.
I was even going to cut out the neighbors this year with Christmas cards. I planned to just send to relatives and close friends. I thought of the lovely money saved, and it seems...
Saved. Every half-wit year I have to tell you this. Mailing out holiday greetings is a business obligation. I don't take any childish ecstasy in wishing slabs like W.Y. Slatch a happy new year. W.Y. Slatch can go jump in the creek as far as I'm concerned. But if W.Y. Slatch don't find a delicate tinsley remembrance on his desk for me around the 25th of December, he'd be sore.
Why will he be sore?
Maybe not sore, but he'll note the omission. On the other hand, a Christmas card from me will please him and give a rosier complexion to our business relations.
Well, who is W.Y. Slatch?
Big shot in Consolidated Kitchenware, Central New York office. He's worth a 15-cent expenditure, ain't he?
Well, maybe
$8.55.
He is. How much?
$8.55.
That all?
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be a lot more. Sure you figured it correct?
Checked her over twice.
15 cents times 57 seems like it'd add up to... Well, maybe not at that. 10 cents times 57 would only be $5.70.
Yeah, and 15 cents times 57 is exactly $8.55.
Well, not as bad as I thought, but still oceans of money to be thrown out the window.
The first chair barber down at the Butler House Hotel claims he's lived his entire lifetime without receiving one single Christmas card. He says it used to prey on his mind to make him cry in bed at nights, but in recent years he's taken pride in it. Now he's scared every Christmas he will get a card. He's worried about it. Wakes up in the middle of the night screaming. His landlady told him he was disturbing the other roomers and give him notice.
Who's E.A. Droop?
Huh?
Who's that E.A. Droop you're writing down?
Say, I absolutely refuse to sit here and account for every half-wit that
I put... How do you feel? Every time you think of some idiot's name, it costs us another 15 cents. 15 cents don't fall out of the sky. I try to keep track of my 15 cents. Goodness gracious sakes alive, if I shovel my 15 cents...
All right, listen. Here's Milford Rapp, W.Z. Lippy, F.N. Jeweler in Wallerstung. They're all pals of mine from Plant 3, Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
You have to send the whole slew of Christmas cards?
Certainly. And here's Cully Gratch, E.M. Blurk, H.D. Slice, and Axel Fongerman. They're all Sky Brothers of mine from the Sovereign Saturn chapter of Dubuque, Iowa. And here's Sam Daniels, I.H. Crank, and Orville Gitch, sidekicks of mine from Dixon.
Do they all have
to? And U.A. Crop, Joe Gleek, O.Q. Fipe, and Milton Eberly. They're friends of yours. U.A. Crop tied your shoe for you at the fairgrounds. O.Q. Fipe said your sandwiches were tasty at the picnic. Joe Glink gave Rush a dime. Milton Eberly got hit by a train.
He didn't do me any favor getting hit by a train.
How do you mean?
You were naming off them fellas like they'd done me favors. Milton Eberly never done me any favor getting hit by a
train. And Jim Emery, Willie Jackson, U.U. Gasp, Chester Flight, N.N. Bess, Howard Scupper, A.K. Lehmer. All fellas you know. Do they deserve Christmas cards or don't they?
Far as I'm concerned...
And Steve Pank, Y.B. Nush, Homer Eggleston, Herman Spath, W.X. Kennedy.
Far as I'm concerned...
And then take the gang from Southern Illinois, Norman Owler, Sid Freep, T.T. Wops, Ellery Snitch.
I bet you could cut
and
out...
And Fred Markley, A.L. Gazelle, Curtis Gouge, E.J. Plasters, N.F. Stopper.
I bet you could...
Ernest Splane, Fish Miller, Sam King, R.F. Sledge... Oscar Flubb, Jack Welpy. Sure.
This first chair barber down at the Butler House Hotel claims...
Now, I'd like to ask you people to give me elbow room. Rush, you may go back to the Davenport.
I don't want to go back.
All right, then. Go to Southern Ohio. Only clear away from this library table. Sadie, will you oblige?
Sure.
In future years, I'll remember to take care of this little task at the office. Avoiding misery, heartbreak, and general unhappiness. Dismiss, my darlings.
Vic?
Yes?
What's that name you're writing down?
Wilmer I. Cheesh.
Who's he?
Exalted Big Dipper of the Nonchalant Neptune chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Well, why is he entitled to a 15-cent Christmas card?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.